This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bedrosian throws to Sandberg, and the pitch is grounded to second base. Thompson has it, throws to first. It's over! 27 years of waiting have come to an end. The Giants have won the pennant.
Welcome back to Thompson to Clark. And I do want to, I always forget to do this, but sometimes you think that your audience stays exactly the same and you're talking to the same folks. And I know that is not the case. There are people sampling us every show, hopefully wanting to stick around as well. But welcome to anybody who's been listening of late. We definitely enjoy your ears. But Brad and I are back, and it is actually a good time to be a Giants fan right now. The last time we talked, which was a week ago, they'd just come off of the first series of the year, which they won. And then they went on to sweep the next two series. And we are back. Game's about to start in about an hour from when we're recording this. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're checking us out. We're kind of the pregame show. But if you're listening after, the game is either on or it's already happened, and you all know what happened. But Giants have the best record in baseball. I didn't even realize that when I started doing my research this morning.
Well, anytime you're ahead of the Dodgers, I think it's standard that you have the best record in baseball. If you're above, I mean, 2021, right? Finished above the Dodgers, had to have the best record in baseball because we beat them by one game. So it's pretty insane.
The other thing that I didn't realize, and this just shows how I'm just not following the schedule that closely. They go to New York this weekend.
Really? Yeah. You know what? I try not to look too far ahead unless it's the summer and I'm looking at summer vacations. And I'm like, okay, when we're in Tahoe for a week at the place, which games am I going to be watching? Are these going to be evening games? Because I love to barbecue on the deck in Tahoe. And then when I'm doing that, it's like, oh, cool. I get, I get to watch the game while I'm doing that. But yeah, I didn't look that far ahead. We're going to the Mets already?
No, Yankees.
Oh, no. All right. Well, you know what? I think I'd rather take the Yankees right now. I don't know. Hey, if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. That's just
I know. I think so. Logan Webb throws tonight, Monday night. So that means he will get, the last game of the Yankee series? I think.
Because there's got to be a travel day in there, right?
Yeah.
I know tomorrow night is Landon Roop, and he'll be the first to pitch in the city, the new 2025 City Connect uniform.
Oh,
so those are being announced tomorrow morning. So they didn't want to put him out there. And we saw the leak. Was that real? We don't know.
Yeah.
If you've seen the leak online, not quite sure. Apparently, one of the baseball video games accidentally leaked the hat. Possibly a hat. So I haven't seen that. I went looking for that today. I didn't see that anywhere. So
yeah, I think whatever the hat is, I think I'll probably pick it up. Unless it's terrible.
I'm bummed that I didn't get the last City Connect hat. I've been wearing these stretch snap hats from New Era. And I love them. So if you go to the New Era website and you go to the San Francisco Giants and go to fit and go to stretch snap, There's a lot of really cool Giants hats on there. There's one that's kind of like gray, like digital looking. Mm-hmm. And underneath the bill, it's black. And it's got the old school. So it's got the SF on the front, but it's got the old school G that Willie Mays used to wear on his hat, you know, as of the last like 15, 20
years. Yeah, those were the spring training hats for a while.
Yeah, it was like the early 2000s BP hats as well. So, and then I picked up this shirt today.
There you go. Old school Giants. That was like the Giants logo when we were growing up.
Yeah, that was 83, I think, is when, or 82, somewhere in there is when they announced them and brought them out. And I remember they had that commercial. I think they just showed it during a Giants game the other day with Chili Davis and Dwayne Kuiper sitting in the clubhouse, and they're wearing the new unis with this new look on it. And they say, you know, if I think Frank Robinson designed it, Frank yeah, comes over and comes gives him some stank eye.
You know, there was a great question the other day. I think it was Steven Rizzotto. Is that his name? The young writer. Yeah. So I think he's the one who posed the question, which is, who is the greatest? Was it the greatest Giants manager who was also a player? And it's got to be Frank Robinson. Frank Robinson's Hall of Famer. And then you probably go Dusty and Philippe Alou. On the back end of that is, you know, someone like Bochy, who didn't have a terrific career, but still had a decently long.
Was Davenport?
Davenport managed for a little bit before Roger Craig became the manager.
But did you have to be a good player and a good manager? Because I don't think
I looked at Davenport's stats. He did have a season where he was almost at a 5 WAR. So he had a couple of pretty decent seasons, but never.
But I don't think he was a good manager. That was the problem.
Well, but the question was, is who's the best player who was also.
Oh, I got you. Manager. I thought you meant a combo of the both. Right. Okay. Yeah. So it would
Actually, you know what? It wasn't even manager. It was just coach. Who had coached? Because Rags was on the list. Bobby Bonds was on the list. Wow. Matt Williams is on that list. So Matt Williams might even be better than, probably better than DB and Philippe Alou.
Not Dick Pohl?
No. I don't think so.
I just wanted to...
Maybe the best name of any Giants coach?
Yeah, Dick Pohl had an ERA plus. His highest ERA plus was 94 in 1975 with the Boston Red Sox, so he got himself a ring.
Oh, wow.
75 Sox. Well, no, I'm sorry. 75 Reds beat the 75 Sox.
Right.
Right? Isn't that?
Yes. Yes, because the Red Sox were famously without a World Series. By the way, are you going to watch that Netflix show on the Red Sox?
I am. I want to see the Jaron Duran stuff that's coming out tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, I know it's coming out soon because I looked today and it wasn't there today.
Yeah, I think... yeah, I want to see that. I'd love to watch it. We have a guy in our fantasy baseball league who is a Red Sox fan. He's a new member this year to our fantasy league, and he's a big Sox fan. And I meant to ask him today if he's been watching it. So, but yeah, I mean, anything baseball, anything 4K baseball,
yeah,
anything documentary baseball, I'm pretty much in it. So,
yeah. You know, the 2024 World Series movie is on Apple TV. And if the Dodgers were not winning the World Series in that movie, I think I would watch that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because Apple TV Plus. Yeah. I would watch. I saw the commercial for that and I was like, do I do that? No. Yeah. I think this one I skip. So,
I mean, maybe if you're an Aaron Judge hater, maybe you go on there and you just watch him flail and not be the badass that he is in the regular season. And so the reason why I brought up Logan Webb is because this is a long ways to just make a joke was I wonder how many of the torpedoes he wants to saw off. Torpedo bats does he want to like go after the handles?
That's a good question. I think they kind of cooled off a little bit though. I think they just, it wasn't so much the torpedo bats as it was the crappy Brewers pitching staff. I think that played more into it than the torpedo bats, but
yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see.
So the Giants and the Yankees this weekend. So while you're in Tahoe, early starts for every single game, you got a 4:05 start on Friday. Mm-hmm. You got a 12:05 start on Saturday, and then on Sunday it's like 10:30 or something like that.
Oh, we don't go to Tahoe until July. No, I was just saying that's when I look at the schedule. Oh,
okay, got it.
So this weekend, this weekend I'll be home. I'm still working on home projects. I got a list. So, but I love it now that it's baseball season, because I feel more motivated to get things done on the list, because I can put on the game in like two different rooms and I can go back and forth. So, but I do like when they play on the East Coast on the weekends, because otherwise, like this past weekend, you know, you got a Saturday night 6:05 start. That's kind of tough because you're settling in with the kids or the wife and, you know, watch some shows or something like the Giants game. Although with the pitch clock now you're out at like 8:30.
That's where
doing other stuff.
So. If I'm watching TV with my wife, I'll just turn the game on in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go like, why is the game on in the other room and you're not in there? I said, for the 30 seconds that you take to go to the restroom, I run in the other room to see what the score is and to see what's going on.
You don't do the Apple Sports app?
I do that. Yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah, I got both.
But you got to, if something happens, you got to get up and run. And
the Apple Sports app is good because it just automatically starts the live activity on the new game. Like, you don't even have to turn it on, so it's really cool. Though, when I do that for the Warriors, because I watch the Warriors later and I try to stay spoiler-free, then I got to wipe it out and not go live. Yeah. Okay, so where were you when the Giants, well, I guess we'll start with Friday. Okay. Where were you when Willy Adames hit that little bloop shot in the right field and Tyler Fitzgerald ran through the Matt Williams stop sign? What if he got thrown out? How mad would Matt Williams have been at him?
Matt Williams probably would have picked him up and thrown him across the field.
With those giant arms, just to walk over and
exactly.
Pick him up.
So you're gonna out me now. Where was I?
Yeah,
I was at
you?
Sam's Club. I don't know if many people in the Bay Area knows what Sam's Club is, but Sam's Club is basically like
Costco.
You know, it's between a Costco and a Walmart. Like, they have big box stuff, but you have to be a member and all that. But it was just an evening where, you know, we had to go out and get stuff because, you know, my wife went on a 2-day she just left today for a 2-day business trip. And so I was like, well, we got to hit Sam's Club. We haven't done that in a while. Sam's Club also has very good bourbon. They also have Giants gear on occasion, Vegas Golden Knights stuff. So I like to look for that. But it was the only time we can go, and we both got off work at 4:30 and we both worked from home. So we went, and I thought, oh, the game is a 1:35 start with the pitch clock. 4:35 game's going to be over. 4:35. We were heading to the top of the seventh inning at 4:30. And I was like, well, we got to go. So I listened to it in the car. And then I got to Sam's Club. I forgot my AirPods because I was going to put in one ear while we're walking around, because we usually split up. I take the coffee, the bourbon. I do the important stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes and gets like the paper products and all that. So I just kept watching. I'm texting you. I said, you got to keep me updated. I'm at Sam's Club. Let me know what's happening. This is a great game. This is insane. I can't believe what's going on. And I'm looking, and all of a sudden, you know, you got the top of the 10th inning, the top of the 11th inning. And it looks like Seattle's going to score. And I'm like, oh man. And then they score on the wild pitch. I'm like, and then you say all that work.
Yes.
And I'm like, a wild pitch to score the go-ahead run. And then I'm just watching on the app, and what do we get, like a leadoff walk, and things start kind of exploding in the bottom of the 11th inning. Was it the 11th or the 12th?
I think it was the 11th.
Yeah, it was the 11th. And so I'm watching it there. So as soon as it happened, I'm walking down an aisle, and I've got, I think, coffee in my hand, and my wife sees me on the other end. She goes, oh, I'm over here, waves me down. I'm all the way across Sam's Club, and I see it happen. I quickly throw it, and I start pumping my fist, and I'm wearing a Giants hat too. I'm pumping my fist in the store, and I quickly open Hulu, and I go and watch, because I wanted to see the replay of the hit. And I mean, it's not like he mashed the ball to right field.
No.
And the right fielder had a quick double clutch, and I think that helped too. So that saved Fitzgerald running through the stop sign. But when you've got that kind of speed and the game is now tied, I'm okay with chancing it, nothing was ever said about it. I don't know if anybody asked Bob Melvin about it and said, what do you feel about Tyler Fitzgerald running through the stop sign? But either way, yeah, I was pumped. Sam's Club knew I was happy.
Yeah, I was texting the play-by-play while we were doing it. And earlier in the game, JJ, my son, was talking about how if everyone's cooking and Adamas just needs his moment as a Giants player. And then he didn't do it. And then he came up again, and then he didn't do it. And then we were like, okay, this might be the moment. And then bloop shot in the right field. And, the crowd goes wild. And that was the game where they remembered the 2000 Giants team, which opened up Oracle Park. Cause this is year 25, I think, of Oracle Park.
That was cool.
So maybe it's year 26. I always get that.
No, this is the 25th year is what they call it. But we got to see Marvin Bernard at the beginning of the game. That was awesome.
And I heard Jeff Kent was not there. I think he slipped while he's washing his truck.
I was going to say he was probably, it's heading to the spring. He's got trucks to wash. So
no, I guess he's got a kid who's playing college baseball. So that's where he was.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah. And so I wanted to read this quote because this quote came from JT Snow. I think JT Snow has had this quote chambered for the right moment. JT says, I was out there one morning and got a chance to talk with Bob. He means Bob Melvin for 20-30 minutes. And he was excited. I think he came aboard last year and didn't have a lot of say. The man is the manager, JT. Oh. You know that part, right?
Yeah.
This year, he's hoping to make these guys get back to the way the game is supposed to be played. Heavy, heavy shade at last year's team, I guess.
Well, and remember last year, JT Snow didn't get a call to come to, what was it, camp, I think it was. There was some kind of mess with JT Snow, and I think he said, well, Farhan has my number.
Yeah.
So he can give me a call. He knows where I'm at. I want to come. I want to help these guys. I want to, help out with fielding. And I guess Farhan said, no, we're good.
Yeah. So then he says, not about launch angles and exit velocities. What we did, how we played, he wants to bring that back. It was super cool. I think he's got a little more freedom. Everybody's on the same page. Now, if you're JT Snow and you have this thing chambered, you're ready to let it loose. You probably can't let it loose if the Giants are 3-6.
Right.
But if the Giants are 8-1, you let that thing go. You fire away. Do you think we're overdoing it because they are 8-1. Like, sure. they're not going to win 8 out of every 9 games to start the season. That is not going to happen.
No, but we're going to absolutely 100% enjoy this.
Yes, and we should because this is awesome. This is everything that we want in Giants baseball. Compete, have fun, be entertaining, clutch hitting, all that stuff. But at the same time, I do wonder if, like, just the idea of whatever Farhan wanted, it seems to be really magnified. Because in 2021, when the Giants did win all those games, you didn't hear this as much. And maybe it's the whole thing of, the whole idea that winning cures everything. But it is surprising. Maybe Farhan really did alienate a lot of these players and the Giants way. And I take it back to when Peter McGowan bought the Giants in 1992, right before the 93 season.
Yeah.
They brought back Willie Mays and the at least in some of the stuff that I read, for some reason, kind of near the end of those Bob Lurie days, they stopped remembering like the greater players of their past and they stopped celebrating those guys. And then when McGowan buys the team, because McGowan's a big Giants fan going back to New York when he's a kid. And then he brings all of that stuff back and now it's about the past and it's about the history. And it almost felt like it was kind of like they repeated themselves. They kind of forgot about it, or they didn't lean into it. Now you get Buster back in there, and he's like, no, like, we have to lean into this. Like, this is how we learn. This is how we remember. This is, these are the teams that did all of the things to get us to where we are today. So it's just very interesting to see how that is working right now. And I'm thankful that they're winning baseball games, at least, because if it works, it works. But if it doesn't work and you're the same record as last year, then it's just mumbo jumbo. So I'm happy that they're playing well right now, because then they can kind of use this to go, hey, this is our way. This is the right way. I've seen people call it Buster Ball. I've heard that one. Whatever you want to call it. It's entertaining to start the season, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think in our heads, we probably had, I don't know, three or four different scenarios of how the start of the season would go. I don't remember having, you know, 8-1 as one of them, as one of those scenarios. I thought maybe hot start, like 7-3, 6-4, something like that, 6-3. And we would look at that and say, hey, you know, the Giants they're playing good ball, and this might be above 500 ball club. I still think, I mean, they're going to come back to earth at some point. I mean, you know, it's a long season. You're going to have stretches where you're just not playing good baseball. Mm-hmm. You're going to have stretches where, you know, injuries catch up to you. I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just, you know, I'm being a realist. It's 162 games. This isn't football where you start out 8-1 and now you're going to make the playoffs. It's guaranteed. I mean, that this is, you know, there's such a long way to go. But man, you're seeing a lot of fun stuff. I was looking at numbers today, because that's one thing I always like to do. I like to go to FanGraphs and look at numbers, because you kind of see how things are going. We've heard a lot during the broadcast, and we've seen a lot with our eyes, that this is a, you know, it's a clutch team. They are a two out, runners in scoring position juggernaut to start the season. They're you know, there's a clutch rating on FanGraphs. It's beyond me how it's actually like calculated. There's like eight or nine different, you know, savant StatCast things that go into it. I don't know, man. But the Giants have a 1.96 clutch rating, and that's good for first in baseball. Everybody else is like 0.6. all the way down to like -7 for like the worst team. So I was looking at that, but again, that doesn't mean much. And then I started looking at the offensive numbers, because I was like, I want to see how this team, how are they doing it? Is it, I mean, are they just like monster offense? Is there pitching lights out? None of that. If you look at these numbers, you would say, no, this is a 500 team, maybe 2-3 games above 500. If you look at their offense, their K percentage, they're striking out 26th in the league. Like, they're bad. When it comes to strikeouts, this is not a good team. They're 26th out of 30 teams. Stolen bases, 8. They're 8th in the league. So when they get on base, they're stealing bases. They're scoring runs because they're 7th in the league. Middle of the pack of hitting home runs, they're 13th in the league. Walk percentage, middle of the pack. Average, middle of the pack. On base percentage, middle of the pack. WRC plus, middle of the pack. Slugging percentage, 9th. So nothing really stands out to say like, oh, this team, what they do really good is they drive the ball, they get on base, their batting average is awesome, and you know, they steal a ton of bases. It's not that. They're doing the little things, and we heard that preached all off season that this team has to do the little things well: pitching, defense, opportunities on the base paths, opportunities with two outs. You get a runner at third with less than two outs, you got to drive him in with a sac fly, something to the right side of the infield, something through the infield, a bleeder that scores that run. And that's what the Giants are doing. When you look at their pitching, K's per nine, 23rd out of 30 teams, walks per nine, 17th, home runs per nine, 14th, FIP 16th, starting pitchers innings pitched, they're 20th in the league. So I thought, well, maybe the starters are going deeper. Well, they're coming out around the fifth or sixth inning. They're getting about what everybody else is doing. But the Dodgers have two more games than the Giants, and they have less innings pitched for their starting pitchers. I mean, they're pulling guys like in the third and fourth inning because that's what the Dodgers do. But then you start to look at some of the deeper numbers for the Giants starting or just pitching staff in general. Left on base percentage, they're second in the league. So if they get guys on base, they strand runners. They're clutch. That's another clutch thing. Same with, you know, on offense, those driving in runs with two outs and runners in scoring position, they're clutch. Ground ball percentage, where they've like to be, they're fifth in the league. And in this ballpark, you can get balls in the air, but they like to, with our defense, you like to put the ball on the ground and have the infield make plays. And that's what they're doing. We've seen Willie Adames get eaten up on Friday, but then make some fantastic plays on Saturday and Sunday. So you'd rather chance it, put the ball in play in the infield on the ground and have your infielders make those plays. Tyler Fitzgerald's doing a great job at second base. I mean, he's making plays over there too. Not hitting, but he's making plays on the infield, and that's what you want. And then when you look at the rest of the team in terms of WAR, all around, you've got guys in the positive WAR area. You've got Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos, you got Yaz, you got Flores, you got Matos. Those guys are all positive WAR. Then you look at guys who are negative WAR, and you can afford to have a couple guys, some mainstays in the lineup, Tyler Fitzgerald, Lamont Wade Jr. Those are the two mainstays in the lineup, and Willie Adames, who are all negative WAR. But you can have six guys in positive, three guys in negative WAR, and you're going to be fine in the long run, because when those guys start hitting, another one or two guys get cold, you need that. I think the last few years, it was always like, well, we had two guys in the lineup who were hot, and the team went as they went. Mm-hmm. Then if they cooled off, two more, all of a sudden Yaz and Lamont Wade Jr. are getting hot, but everybody else has cooled off and they're in the negative WAR for that week or two. And that's a 500 ball club. Is it sustainable? I don't know. That's the thing. But instead of looking at numbers and deep diving into numbers and saying, well, can you sustain this? Can you sustain that? You have to look at the clubhouse, and that's what you were just talking about. You bring in, I mean, you talk about Buster, you know, Buster Ball. You bring in guys into the clubhouse like Verlander, Willie Adames, who are clubhouse guys, and the team starts clicking and the team starts playing baseball again instead of, you know, we're going to pinch hit in the fifth inning and then we're going to bring in the second line in the fifth and sixth inning. Mm-hmm. And then this pitcher is going to go two times through the lineup and then we're going to get him out. And then we're going to go to the bullpen and we're going to go straight, you know, we're going to lengthen out the bullpen with Jelly for two or three innings. Then we're going to do this. It's a feel thing. It's back to playing baseball. And I think the clubhouse is thriving because of that. I'd love to be in the clubhouse and be able to ask some of these types of questions. I haven't seen too many questions of, you know, what is the main difference between last year and this year? And I don't know mm-hmm. if it's because they don't want to hurt feelings and they don't want to, you know, this and that. But really, when you look at the lineup is not that much different than last year, right? I mean, you got
Adames. You do have Lee back, right?
You got Lee back and you got Adames.
Yeah. And a healthy Wilmer.
Yeah.
For sure, who's playing really well. And it's just, you know, maybe there is a little bit of a mind shift, and maybe there is something where they really believe in the starting pitching this year.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So then they win Saturday, and then yesterday they hit a little bit of turbulence in the ninth inning there. Doval gives up the lead, tie game, and the Giants come up in the bottom of the inning. And Patrick Bailey hits a long drive into right field, into that netting. And Victor Robles makes an incredible catch. Well, at the same time, did it turn out to be a broken arm? Like, what happened? Did you see the injury report?
I thought it was a broken arm. Then I thought it was his wrist. And now today they're talking shoulder. You said shoulder yesterday, but
I thought it was shoulder, but I also thought it was arm as well.
Yeah, they put him on the cart and they put his, you know, hand on his shoulder, and you know, while they were holding him on the cart, and I thought, oh man, that's gotta hurt if it was a shoulder. So I wonder at that point, you know, what is it? But I don't know. I mean, it looked absolutely brutal though, because everything was just completely pulled back, which, you know, did not look good.
And so then the man of the week comes up to the plate, runner on third base. Was the runner on third? Or was a runner on second? I don't remember.
There was a runner actually. So there was a runner at first base. And then when Robles went into the net, they said he went out of play because Matos actually ended up at third.
Right.
By the time Robles came off of the net, down to the ground, got the ball back in. Umpires reviewed it, said he was out of play. He only gets one base, go back to second. So Matos was on second base when Wilmer hit that. So.
Okay, then Wilmer hit a ground ball through the infield on the right side, and Matos scores the winning run. I was watching at an eatery, so I couldn't hear any of the play-by-play. So I was just kind of watching the TV, looking at my phone, seeing what was going on. But it was just one of those things where the Mariners, I don't know if the Mariners are going to be great or not great at baseball this year, you know, but they're not the Dodgers. They're not, you know, one of the rumored teams to be like, you know, to win 100 games or whatever. So, you know, Giants are competing against teams that are kind of like them. Like they're all, you know, it's a new season, but I just had this feeling as watching the game, I was like, I know Doval had a rough ninth. I think they're going to pick him up and they're just going to win this game. Like you just kind of have that feeling. And then there's other years where we're like, oh no, Doval couldn't get the save. They're totally losing this game. Like you just have that feeling on the other side. And so I think that's a good thing where it just feels like there's so much positivity around the team and that they can, you know, they can win games like this. So two great wins come, you know, kind of close games and clutch hitting and scoring, you know, scoring the winning run in dramatic fashion. Fans going nuts in Oracle there. And hopefully they can continue to play competitive baseball by the time you and I actually get out there later in a couple months.
That's what I'm hoping too, because when we got there in July of last year, we had injuries, we had, you know, openers, we had all the other stuff, but it doesn't feel robotic this year. I think the last couple of seasons it was kind of felt robotic, and that was frustrating to watch at times, that you kind of knew like, okay, in the fifth inning, Lamont Wade Jr. is going to come out when the left-handers start coming in and Wilmer's going to come in and this and that. But I want to see, but you know, Lamont Wade Jr. had two hits, so I want to see him, you know, he's feeling himself, he's hot, let's leave him in. And this year, I mean, you're seeing pinch hitters in the eighth inning, the ninth inning. It's refreshing. It's baseball again. Which was the day? Was it Saturday? Was the Matt Chapman bobblehead day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday, and one out of every 15 was dipped in gold.
And there's only 15,000 of them.
There's only 15,000. And so I went on eBay today just out of curiosity. Sure enough, there's some out there, $300 if you want a gold dipped Matt Chapman. So I think that's why people were so lined up and ready to go on Saturday. But either way, I mean, they are drawing good crowds in that place. You know, it's a great place to watch ball games. And, you know, even if you're a fan of another team, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who are fans of other teams who go to Oracle and they're like, man, you guys have a gem there. And we're like, yeah, we know. Yeah. And mainly because we lived in Candlestick for so many years.
Oh yeah. We deserved Oracle, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I kind of alluded to it, but our very first player of the week, which is actually like player for the week and a half, but who is that player for us this week?
We're going to go with, all right. So you don't have the, if you have the best record in baseball, you're going to have a slew of guys who are doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're going to have some great players. You're going to have some great players to choose from when you're looking at who is the catalyst for this team, who has led them to this place. I looked at Logan Webb. He had two starts. You know, I looked at Jung-Hoo Lee's could be in like 355 right now. Looked at a bunch of other guys, but when it really boils down to it, you got to go with Wilmer. Wilmer's got the 163 WRC plus. He's got four home runs on the week, 12 RBI, leads the team. One of the more fun stats for Wilmer, which I love this because we always forget how much he puts the ball in play. He,
mm-hmm.
As bad as the Giants are at striking out this season so far, what did I say earlier? They are 23rd out of 30 teams in strikeout percentage this season, which is not good. He has only a 17% strikeout rate, which is great, you know, for Wilmer. And so he's putting the ball in play, he's driving the ball hard, he's healthy. So there's no way I could give the player of the week to anybody else. The Giants get out to an 8-1 start. You got to put a lot of that on Wilmer. But just think, I mean, you know, when Adames starts hitting, Lamont Wade Jr. hit a home run this week, but once he starts coming around, we still don't know what we're ever going to get offensively from Patrick Bailey. That's a tough one, but defensively, you know you're going to get the best catcher in baseball defensively. But yeah, got to give it to Wilmer, our guy.
There you go. If Wilmer has a good season, that is definitely a positive step for the team, especially with when our friend Herrar.
Yeah, man.
And look, he'll be back in a couple months. And so, you know, then you'll have a good problem to have with two guys who hopefully can stick on the right-hand side of the bat in your DH position.
And Wilmer's an old man, so you got to. Yeah. At some point, he's going to need some days off, man. He can't carry the team. He's got a bad back. You can't put the team on your back if you're an old man with a bad back and bad knees. So,
I was doing a little bit of scoreboard watching while you were talking about the stats for the Giants. And the Dodgers, as it turns out, just lost their third game of the season. They lost in Washington. What? 6-4, and in the ninth inning, with a runner on first, Max Muncy doubled in the ninth off of Finnegan. There was a one out, and then Conforto, who my buddy, who's a Dodger fan, like thinks that it hurts my feelings when Conforto does well for the Dodgers. I'm like, no, it doesn't hurt my feelings. He was just not great here. Like, if he can do something for you guys, fine. I'm not a Conforto hater, but Conforto struck out. That left Otani, who I think was one something away from a cycle. I know he had a home run earlier, but he had three hits. He needed something else to get a cycle. But in his last two at bats, he struck out. And then in this at bat in the ninth, he walked. So runners on first and second, or was it first and third. then Mookie Betts grounded out to end the game. So the Washington Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-4.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you saw what happened today, right? The Dodgers met Donald Trump.
Yeah, I did see that.
At the White House. So Shohei shook Donald Trump's hand, and Donald Trump like rubbed his arm in a really weird way.
Thought he was very handsome, by the way.
Yeah, he did. So maybe rubbing his arm, maybe the Dodgers have a little Trump luck.
Oh, I see where you're going there.
That's all we can hope for, right? So now I said, commented on that. John Boy put out a video, I think it was on Instagram, of him rubbing his arm. And I said, well, hopefully this is the beginning of an 0 for 517 streak for Shohei. So,
well, whatever it is, it's, for some reason, Dodger tickets are going to go up 50% in prices and people are not going to know why.
50% in prices. Yes. I like that.
They have a quick three gamer here against the Reds, and the Reds have started out 3-7, but three of those games were losing 2 to the Giants. Yeah. Their run differential is still in the positive, so early on, but I love looking at run differential to really see what teams are doing.
Didn't they lose 3 games in a row 1-0?
Is that what it was?
I think it was, yeah. Right after our series, they lost the next 3 games 1-0 to Texas.
Wow.
I believe. I could be wrong.
That's amazing.
I'll look it up. Yeah.
So then, like I said, we go to New York. We play the Yankees. And the thing about the Yankees is the Yankees are scoring lots of runs. They're giving up a decent amount of runs, but they're scoring runs. They lead all of baseball with 78 runs. The Chicago Cubs are second with 77. Dodgers only have 57, and they've actually played more games. So the Yankees, Giants are gonna have to keep that ball in the ballpark if we're gonna play well in that series. So that's what we have to look forward to. And just to kind of tell you the difference in the two teams. So I mentioned the Yankees lead baseball in all of baseball and runs scored. So they've scored. They've played one more game than the Giants, but they've scored 78 runs and given up 51 runs. The Giants have scored 49 runs and given up 30. The Padres actually have given up less runs than the Giants, 28 runs that they've given up. So the Padres are pitching well. The Mets also have only given up 22 runs. So there's some interesting teams when it comes to kind of like the differences. Like the poor Houston Astros, they've scored 27 runs in 9 games. Like, you just kind of, it's kind of fun to look at these small sample size numbers to go like, yeah, what's going on there?
Beginning of the season is kind of a blast. I love looking at this stuff because it's all going to even out. It's going to become what it's going to become, but it is really fun to watch stats at the beginning of the season because you see the massive discrepancy. I mean, you see the Dodgers are a half game out of first place right now behind the Giants, and it's like, well, I mean, it's, yeah, we're 2 weeks into the season. Yeah. But of course we eat that up. That's what we do.
Oh, of course, absolutely. All right, so the one thing I wanted to mention is we did a poll. I put a poll up on the BSPN YouTube channel.
Nice.
And the poll was, is this Giants start A, real, B, really real, C, really, really real, or D, not real? So if you want to jump on the BSPN YouTube page, you can click on the posts and there's a nice little poll there for you to check out. I guess the thing that I wanted to end this show on was the Dodgers. So we talked a little bit about the Dodgers. I think we're going to be talking a lot about the Dodgers. You know what? Let's just make this a bitter Giants fan segment. And what is going to keep us up at night? Well, nothing really, because we sleep well. But, you know, proverbially, what keeps you up at night? Well, the Dodgers have so much room for error. And we saw this because Blake Snell goes on the DL. Roky Sasaki has had a rough start to his year. And they just have a mix and match. They have a great bullpen. They have some guys who are kind of on the shelf that they're waiting to get back. They have minor leaguers who can come in, you know, if need be. But I think their real strength, I was asking my buddy about this, my buddy who's a big Dodgers fan, and he said he just thinks like offensive depth. Like if somebody goes cold, they have so many players that could just go hot because they have so much talent on the offensive side. So truly, like even if the pitching, even though they have some strong guys, but you see Glass now kind of, you know, he'll pitch great for two innings and then he can't get out of the third inning. Snell on the DL already. Yamamoto, we'll see what's going on with his second season. But they can overcome all of that stuff because of what looks like to be a fantastic offense. I mean, like I said, last year was like one of the best offenses I'd ever seen 1 through 9. And they're very, very close to that, or, you know, in some instances could be even better. You had made a comment the other day. You were watching the Dodgers and Phillies, and you were like, oh, man, Glasnow comes out immediately. Castellanos, grand slam, like you were all fired up. And then a couple innings later, you're like, you know what? This isn't really all that fair. They can just chip away talent offensively. But that's kind of what this season is going to be about, right? It's going to be about the Dodgers have so much talent. Things have to go so wrong for them to not be a juggernaut. Where on the flip side, the Giants need a lot of things to go right for them. Now, we were just celebrating, you know, the best start in baseball this year, the Giants. But from a realistic standpoint, the Giants have much less room for error, both on the pitching side and the hitting side. So where are you with your expectations of the Giants being able to play consistent baseball, and also B, your feelings about the Dodgers and just waiting for them to reel off like 15 games in a row, and you're like, this just sucks.
Yeah, and I think it's my expectations, honestly, with the Giants even starting 8-1, they haven't changed since spring training. My expectations have always been Dodgers are going to win the National League West. I mean, they're going to find a way. They're going to pull it off. They have depth, and that's what is very, very important in a 162 game season. The Giants, and we talked about this, and this is what worries me most about this team, and I think the Giants need to make some trades to possibly fix this, but what worries me most about the Giants team is the lack of depth. If you get an injury to, you know, Willy Adames, all of a sudden you've got Casey Schmidt or Tyler Fitzgerald at shortstop and one of the other guys wisely maybe at second base. And now your lineup looks vastly different. You know, the Dodgers get an injury to Mookie Betts. Yeah, he's hurt, but you still have, I mean, like right now, let's just say, Freddie Freeman, he's out. He's on the IL. I don't miss him a ton because they've got Shohei, Teoscar, Mookie Betts. I mean, they have all stars.
Was this the shower incident?
Yeah, he got freak accident in the shower. I don't know.
Getting freaky accident or a freak accident?
What's going on? Who knows? I don't want to know when it comes to Freddie Freeman. He's an old man.
Freaky Freddie.
Yeah, he had that surgically repaired ankle, and I guess he was getting in the shower, getting out of the shower. So who knows?
Getting old sucks, man. That's all
it does, man. I know getting out of bed, I can go on the IL. There's some mornings I got out of bed this morning and I was like, did I get hit by a truck last night? And I had one bourbon at like 6 p.m. Right. So it's not like I had like drank a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a bourbon, you know, 1.5 ounces at 6 p.m. But I think that's what that's what worries me the most about the Giants is the lack of depth. When you look at the, you know, you look at the minor leagues, all right? Luciano is hitting 152 right now with one home run and 30.
That guy needs to heat up, man. Come on.
I don't know if the Luciano experiment is going to end soon or what's going on. Bryce Eldridge has not played yet. News came out today. He's going to start in the next couple of days.
Something wrist. He hurt his wrist swinging or something, right?
Yeah, he hurt his wrist back in spring training. He's been rehabbing it. They've been taking it very slow, but he's going to start in Double A in a couple of days. And that was kind of kicked around in spring training anyways, because I think that's closer to his home.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to make him comfortable. They want to get him, you know, they're going to long play Bryce Eldridge, which I'm totally fine with. You look at Tibbs the third. I mean, we've been wanting to see, and he's in Double A. He's at Eugene, high A, Double A, or high A, single A, sorry.
Yeah.
And he's 4-for-10 so far with a home run, which is good because his contact was not very good last year. So we want to see him get off to a hot start. Then you look at, we talked about Brett Wisely, 273, two home runs, two stolen bases. Don't be shocked if you see a Brett Wisely for Christian Koss swap coming here shortly, probably in the next couple of days, I would imagine, maybe after the series, before they go to New York. But then you look at it, and then you look at the starting pitching depth for the Giants, and that's something that was touted all spring training, and we have been pumping it up. You got Wisenhunt, you know, he's thrown two games. He's got 10 innings, 11 strikeouts, 10 and two thirds innings, 11 strikeouts, 1.69 ERA. And then you've got Kyle Harrison, who could also be a starter for us. He's got 8 innings and 2 starts, 11 strikeouts. He has walked 4. That's his, you know, we've seen him walk guys up here in the bigs.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look at that, when you look at starting pitching depth, when you look at bullpen depth, you really have to say that's where the Giants excel. And that could possibly be where they are better than the Dodgers. Are they better than Padres? Possibly. Padres have some back end bullpen issues. Suarez, he gets tapped around. He has a hard time finding the strike zone in closing situations. But when you look at the lineup, the Giants just have to be so fine. They have to create things on the base paths. And I think if you can do that all season, that's great. And if you can cultivate guys in the minors to do that, and you need to bring them up and they get on base. But again, you got guys like Tyler Fitzgerald right now, who's just not getting on base. You got Patrick Bailey, who's not getting on base. You need those guys to be on base to make noise. And especially when you have the speed of Fitzgerald, you've got to be on base.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really don't see, I mean, the Dodgers are going to win the West, right?
We think, I mean, probability is high.
Probability's high, and I say that now. I would love to, in October, to go back and play this clip again and say I'm wrong. I didn't have faith in the Giants to maintain this all season long. But I mean, the odds are not for us for that to happen at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I told my buddy, I said, look, you guys need us and the Padres to play well, because
yeah,
if we do, then it'll force you guys to play well also. And you like, that's how the Dodgers are going to be pushed to, you know, win over 100 games. If the Giants and the Padres are just kind of like, ho-hum, oh, you know, we'll play for the third wild card, Dodgers are going to be able to relax. And no, we don't want them to relax. We want them to have to fight for this NL West.
Push. Iron sharpens iron, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And I think the Giants are going to be, they're going to be looking at that all season. And we knew it coming into it, you know, not a lot of people have given the Giants a chance. I mean, I said, I don't know, at the beginning of the season, I said 87 wins. It could be an 87 win team. Could get you a wild card spot, you know, just, yeah, like 3 days ago or so, 4 days ago, I was looking and saying, you know, hey, keep an eye on, I mean, this is when the Dodgers hadn't lost a game yet. Keep an eye on the fact that there are 3 wild card slots available. That's what you have to look mm-hmm. at. But you also got to look at it and say, they could all come out of the National League West.
That'd be insane.
All three, I mean,
it's happened.
It's happened. And but you're going to have
actually, no. I take that back. Two Diamondbacks and Padres have been in the wild card. So I wonder if there has ever been three wild, because the third wild card only started a couple years ago, right?
It did. So yeah, it's a fresh new thing. But you're going to have other National League teams are going to get hot. I mean, the Cubs are going to get hot, you know, during the summer, they're going to get hot. They're going to play some games. We've seen the Reds. We thought, and a lot of people, they were a very sexy pick to make a wild card slot. They're starting out bad. You know, if the what Giants could,
the poor Braves, what the hell?
What Braves are doing awful. I mean, Acuna Jr. is not back yet, but even him, slot him into the lineup. I mean, they're messing around with the lineup. It almost feels like they're panicking at this point. When you start out, what are they, 1-8?
Yeah.
I mean, that's rough for a team that has been so good the last couple of years. I mean, what do they subtract? Max Fried?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that. This is a completely different ball club. It's going to be an interesting, fun summer. But again, prepare for it. You know, the Giants are going to hit a skid at some point. Every team does. The Dodgers have lost two in a row. That's a losing streak. I don't know, if I know what that is, but that's a losing streak.
All right, let's end. I do have an old guy alley for you. My old guy alley is not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Shot some hoops with the fam. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only playing half court. We had six or eight, so we're playing half court. It's not like we're running up and down full court, which is great for my knees. But I'm at this point where, you know, I've dropped some weight, thinking like, okay, the arthritis is just never going to go away, but hopefully being lighter helps, and we'll see. Because what would happen is I would play, and then for like the next 5 days, like I'd feel like someone like dropped an anvil on both of my knees.
Feel. No.
So play. And then the next day, wake up and go, huh, knees actually don't feel too bad. This is kind of interesting. I wonder if, you know, I'm getting a little life back in these knees, trying to figure that out. So next day, wake up again and go, no, that was a mirage. Now we're 7-8 days since I played, or 8 or 9 days. And it still hurts. I'm like, when is this going to get any better? And then I get the text from the younger cousins, and I'm like, hey, you guys ready to play again this weekend? I'm like, I'm not back from the last time we played. How am I supposed to play already?
Oh man.
And this I'll tell you, this is how I actually get ready to play. So I put on two knee sleeves.
Okay.
So this is just leaving the house, by the way. I put on two knees but I put a little bit of balm. It's actually CBD, but it hasn't ever really worked that well for me. But
yeah.
I just kind of put it on because it's, you know, kind of gets it loose a little bit, and then I put the sleeves over it, kind of keeps the heat in. So then when I jump on the court, then I put another knee brace over the knee sleeve.
Oh my god.
So I have two giant knee braces over the knee sleeves.
That's unfair. You're like a robot at that point.
Yes. And then I take three Motrin right before I play.
Bring that inflammation down.
So what would happen when I was playing, now this is a long time ago, when I was still playing baseball, I was taking six Motrin just to throw.
My stomach hurts just thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Like, after I played baseball, I swore off really taking any sort of painkiller like that. But and I'll do it every once in a while when I do play basketball. But I've just mostly avoided it because I'm like, I abused it for a while. Yeah. So then I get through it. You know, I have my Apple Watch on, so I get a good, nice little workout, burn some calories. Yeah, but then the next week is just hell.
And trying to still stay sort of active, right? Keeping up with exercises. Like I'm like Googling exercises. Okay. How do I do these exercises and not have to bend my knees?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm gonna throw in some old guy alley at you, but some hippie old guy alley. Have you tried turmeric?
Yes.
And tart cherry?
Oh, I've never tried that.
Okay, so I take two tart cherry and a turmeric every day. If I miss it for a couple of days, I notice my lower back sciatica area acting up. But if I take them daily, I feel really good. That with lots of water. So
Crystal has a sciatica thing going on right now. I'm going to tell her about your turmeric and tart cherry.
Tart cherry. And I introduced Denise just about 2-3 weeks ago to Tiger Balm.
Oh, wow.
And so she put that on. She was having some shoulder issues. And I go, man, it smells like a dugout. Because you remember, you get the dirt, sweat, Tiger Balm, chew. Like those four smells all together.
Yes.
Get you. She wasn't chewing at the same time. You know.
No. Yeah.
But the Tiger Balm, you smell that and you're like, oh, there it is. There's a dugout.
It probably brought you back.
Oh, big time. Yeah, absolutely. Loved it. Yeah, right. This is one of my favorite smells.
That says a lot about us.
Yeah.
All right. That is it from here. So we'll be back next week. I guess do either of us have any vacation? I guess I do have a vacation coming up, but I'll be fine on my Mondays.
Next vacation is June when we're in San Francisco to catch a couple games against the Guardians.
We'll be here. We'll be weekly. We won't have any interruptions in this show, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. And cross your fingers, whatever, wear your hat backwards, flip it upside down, whatever you do to keep the Giants winning. It is up to us. We got to keep it going. All right. For Brad, I am Double G. We will see you when we see you. Peace out.
Peace.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.